Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. I just want to tell you that I love you more than anything. More than anything. More than anything. Hallelujah. Gracious Father, we love you, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you, and we thank you for one more day that you have given us to rise and to shine and to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you for the liquid sunshine, the raindrops that hit our windowsill on this morning. Father God, we thank you that you are so gracious that you send the rain, Father God, to everyone. Those who are deserving and those who are undeserving, the saved, the unsaved, the rich, the poor, the black, the white. Father God, we want to say thank you for your divine love to all mankind. We embrace the gifts of today, Father God, and we thank you for it. And now we surrender the day back over to you. Father God, that you would unfold this day according to your wisdom, your love, your kindness, Father. Your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, we want to say thank you for our brothers and sisters. Father God, thank you for our listening audience. Thank you for our supporting audience. Thank you, Father God, for how you have brought all things together in this season for your praise, for your glory, and for your honor. We say thank you, Father. We say thank you for a good day. We anticipate a good day. We thank you for your divine protection, keeping us and our family and our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, Father God, from danger seen and danger unseen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for our angels. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the body of Christ. Father, thank you that you are our Heavenly Father. God, we give you praise for this, and we give you praise in all things. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you, we glorify you, and we say thank you. We say thank you. Now, Father God, we pray that you will be glorified and your people will be edified as we move forward today, Father God, in Jesus' name, and that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. We're back, we're back, we're back, and you're back with us. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For you, and for you, and his love and his kindness unto all of us. The Lord is good all the time, and all the time, the Lord God, he is good. Amen. So we bless the name of the Lord, and it's a brand new day that God has made. TGIF, today God is first. We come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, welcoming all of our first timers. Amen. Thank you for chiming in this morning. Maybe you were just flipping through the channels and you found us, but guess what? Amen. There's no accidents in the Lord's kingdom. You've come to the right place at the right time. Jesus is here. He's been waiting for you. Come on and have a seat at the breakfast table. Put your bib on. Amen. Let's get ready to grub. Amen. Glory be to God. The spiritual breakfast for champions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We pray that everyone is excited. Everyone is excited. Amen. Why? Because it's one more day. One more day of life. One more day to love. One more day to give. One more day to receive. One more day to pray. Just one more day. One more day. Amen. So we thank God for it because it is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous. Amen. In our sight. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We want to continue this morning. Amen. We've been talking to say amen all this week, literally, in reference to, amen, God calling us, God using us. Amen. As we have just, amen. And we're not finished on the women yet. We're not finished. We hit all the big players. We hit all the big players. Amen. But there's still a lot of unnamed women, still a lot of other women in the Bible. So we're just going to take a little detour and move to the men. Amen. And then see what the Lord wants to do. Amen. But reflecting, amen, on all of the information that was shared. We're not just sharing to be sharing. We're sharing to edify. Amen. And we reflect on everybody's story. And everybody had a story. Amen. Glory be to God. And all of them were called by God. But some of them failed. Amen. Some of them completed the assignment. Some of them failed. Some went halfway. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want to see what we can learn from these stories. Amen, beloved. True stories, by should I say. Amen. So that we can make allow the Holy Spirit to make whatever adjustments the Holy Spirit needs to make in our lives. Amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, it's not where you start. It's how you finish. It's how you finish. That's why the Bible says, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. It's how you finish. Amen. So we want to bless God for that. We are preparing, amen, on Monday. Lord's willing, amen. I'll be making some phone calls on Saturday and lining up some people. So expect to hear from me. Expect to hear from me. Amen. Glory be to God. Just know that Pastor Bradford is going to be reaching out to you. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're a part of this ministry, I'm going to give you an invitation. Now, if you say no, that's up to you. I'm going to give you an invitation. Amen. Glory be to God. And we have so many men in the Bible. I gave each person three men. I said, now you can start studying. Now, you're not going to talk on all three at one time. You're going to talk on this one here. But I'm giving you advance notice so you can start preparing, getting your notes together. So when we're ready for you to talk about the second man, you'll have like a couple weeks notice. Amen. So you'll be ready like Freddie. Amen. And then the third one. And so I think that's the way the Holy Spirit gave it to me. Amen. So that's the way it's going to be done. Amen. So we are looking forward to that. Amen. Glory be to God, beloved. But what the point that the Lord wants us to see this week, beloved, is not only did he call, amen, the women in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Not only, beloved, did he call the men in the Old Testament and the New Testament, beloved, but God wants us to know and be reminded that God has called you too. God wants us to know, beloved, glory be to God, that not only did them women have a story, these men have a story, but you have a story too. God not only loved the men and women in the Bible, beloved, amen, but God loves you too. Amen. Glory be to God. You're his church. Hallelujah. If you're born again, you are the temple of the living God. Amen. And God cares for you. Amen. And so the Lord wants us to know that because sometimes we forget or we act like we forget. And the devil wants us, amen, beloved, to not be reminded of how much God loves us. God has a will for our lives. Each and every person born on planet Earth, God, you burst through Earth's atmosphere, not just because your mama and your daddy got together and had a rendezvous one night, but no, because God had a plan for your life. See, God had a plan and a purpose for you. You might be a mistake, amen, according to, you know, some of your, you know, your parents and your family. So thank God your mother didn't abort you. Thank God she didn't abort you because she was living in today's time. She wouldn't have no problem with it. Glory be to God. And we know what's going on with the abortions. We know. Abortion is a sin, beloved. Life begins at the moment of conception. When that sperm hit that egg, life begins. Now, that's the word of God. Abortion is a sin. Now, we just got to tell it like a T.I. is. Now, you women have the right to choose what they want to do with their body. They right about that. Now, we can't, because they standing on the scriptures. They have the right. If they want to have an abortion, then they should want to get the abortion. They should give them the abortion because they have the right to choose. But the flip side of that is when you get finished choosing, just know you got consequences. That's the only thing. Ain't nobody talking about that part. Ain't nobody talking about that. Yes, abortion is a sin. Yes, you're right. Yes, it is your body, and you have a right to choose. Yep, you right there, too. Yep, everybody right. But what about point number three? Ain't nobody talking about it. Consequences. Consequences, baby. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. See, that's what these women and doctors and people need to know, that there's going to be consequences for their choice to murder, especially when you're murdering the innocent, especially when you're murdering the innocent, beloved. I know, I hear testimonies all the time, women that have been raped, but they and got pregnant and had the babies, and these men and women grew up to be great leaders in God's kingdom. The mother could, she had a look. That sounds like a good excuse. I was raped and I was pregnant. Sound like a good excuse for an abortion, don't it? But that was a soul. That's a soul. Amen. So, beloved, my point is this. Amen. That God has a will for your life. Amen. But it's a will. Amen. Not for your glory. Not for my glory. But it's a will. Amen. For God's glory. Amen. This morning, I would like to draw your attention to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 3. 1 Samuel chapter number 3. Amen. I'm going to read a couple verses in your hearing, all right, because I love the word of God. I love the word of God. Amen. Verse number 1 says this. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. What have we been talking about for the last couple days? The calling of God. The calling of God. Not just on the apostle's life, not just on the pastor's life, huh? Not just on Paul's life, the disciples' life. No, we're talking about the call of God on your life. Put your name in the blank. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" But Eli said, "I didn't call you." He said, "Go back and lie down." So he went and laid down. Again, the Lord called, "Samuel." And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me?" "My son," Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back and lie down." Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. He, look at that. Called before he even knew the Lord. Oh my God. Called before the foundation of the world. God has called for some folks not even saved yet. They called, don't even know they've been called. Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Verse 8, a third time the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am. You called me." Glory be to God. Beloved, that is the blessed word of God. Amen for the blessed people of God. Amen. Hallelujah. God calling Samuel. Calling him, God, the voice of the Lord, amen, calling. Why? Because there's a purpose for your life, amen. There's destiny in you. God says, beloved, amen, God has a plan, an expected plan. Glory be to God, hallelujah, for each and every one of us, amen. For those of you taking notes on this morning, you can find it in Jeremiah, amen, chapter number 29, amen, and verse number 11. He says, amen, glory be to God. He says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you,
plans to give you hope and a future. God has a plan for you, beloved. You're just not here just waiting till you die. No, God has a plan for you. Beloved, you didn't arrive on this planet with your calling pre-clarified and your gifts pre-developed. And discerning God's calling, see, because God has called each and every one of us, but as we heard yesterday from Dr. Lauren, amen, that calling, amen, has to be discerned. And God's calling, beloved, usually involves attempts and failures. We think we know, okay, then we found out that's not it. We failed over here. We tried that. That didn't work. All right. That's all part of the process. God has already made provisions for your failures. That's the definition of grace. See, God already made provisions for your failures. We see in the scripture here this morning that God called Samuel four times before he recognized the divine voice. God has called some of you four times. More than that, he's still calling. He's still calling. You haven't discerned his voice yet. You haven't picked up the call. I was talking with somebody, and their telephone rang while I was in a conversation with them, and they said, well, you know, I'll get to it. You know what I mean? They were determined that they wasn't going to pick up the call. They was mad with this person or something, whatever. The person kept calling them. They made up their mind. They can keep calling if they want to. I'm not going to pick up the call, beloved. And sometimes we just have not responded to God's call. I want to share another scripture with you, beloved. Amen. In the book of Matthew, amen, chapter number 14, look at verse number 28. And it says this. Matter of fact, so you can get an understanding. Let's look at verse number 26. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, talking about Jesus, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Peter walked on the water, amen, to come to Jesus. Beloved, now here's a lesson that you can learn from this. You are not in charge of water walking Jesus. You're not in charge. Jesus is in charge of that. Jesus is in charge of you walking on the water. Glory be to God. It's not about having power at your disposal to be used anytime you choose for whatever you please. Before you decide to get out of the boat, you better be sure it's what you've been called to. You better be sure that Jesus is the one calling you. See, God called Samuel. Jesus called to Peter and told Peter to come. Sometimes we are responding, beloved, but it ain't the Lord. It ain't the Lord who called you. We're responding to a voice, but it ain't God who called you. You running and ripping and say, "Well, I'm going to do this," but it ain't God who called you. Let me show you another verse. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Write this verse down. Glory be to God. You can find it in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Amen. Verse number 10. 1 Corinthians 14, 10. Amen. Glory be to God. It says this. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world. so many voices in the world, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, I heard God. I heard God call me. And no, you better make sure it's Jesus. So let me tell you something. If Peter had got out that boat and tried to walk on that water, and if it wasn't Jesus calling him, Peter was going to sink. And I hope he knew how to swim. God who called Moses at the burning bush. It was God who called Abraham. It was God who called Paul. It was God who called Samuel. You got to make sure, beloved, that Jesus is the one calling you, because there's a lot of voices out in the world. I heard a voice, so I'm just like, wait, whose voice was it? The devil got a voice. You got a voice. Huh? Glory be to God. Beloved, God is looking, amen, for more than us being impulsive. Some people are just impulsive. They just like to run. Glory be to God. Just like to run. I heard God calling me to preach. Pastor, can I get up there? When did God call? God called me Friday night. Called me to preach. Okay? That don't mean you preaching the next day. That means, okay, God's calling you to be a preacher, so what about some preparation now? What about some preparation? About some Bible study time? A Bible course, a certificate, something? What about some preparation? But look, Jesus, his ministry was 3.5 years, but he prepared for it for 30 years. Jesus said to be 33.5 years old. 30 years of preparation for a 3.5-year ministry. Oh, move over, Pastor. No, God called me to be a pastor. When? Last night? Woo! My God. God is looking for more than us being impulsive, beloved. Sometimes we make reckless decisions about ministry, reckless decisions about our relationships, reckless decisions about our finances, reckless decisions about work. Reckless. Y'all know some stories. You know some stories. People who did it in the name of the Lord. Because the Lord was leading me and I heard God say, reckless decision. See? And they want to rationalize, see, and cover it up with spiritual language. Well, you know, this is their way of backing you up. Because if anybody tell you that the God told me to do it, what you going to say to that? How are you going to respond to somebody who responds to you and say, I'm doing this because the Lord told me to? See, they want to cover it up now. It causes shipwreck. See, because they heard a voice. No, they did hear a voice. See, but they didn't clarify, amen, whose voice it was. See, beloved, amen, God has given all of us gifts. Those gifts have to be developed. This is what the training and reigning is about. It's development. This is why we're in school. This is why we're in ministry. Why? Because it's being developed. Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah. A lot of people have written so many books, self-help books. Glory be to God. And they talk about taking risks. And you're a coward if you don't take a risk. You got to take a risk. Glory be to God. They see that as very commendable. Glory be to God. But beloved, but let me tell this to you this morning about risk taking. As a Christian, born again believer, the risk that you take should be in direct response to God. Somebody write that down this morning. The risk that we take, and we are risk takers, but only in direct response to God. Beloved, some people are just thrill seekers. They have that thrill-seeking personality. Glory be to God. Oh, if it's, come on, let's get on the roller coaster. Let's get on the front seat. If I can't get on the front seat or the last seat, I ain't getting on. Yeah, come on, let's go for it. Glory be to God. Some people get bored real quick. Glory be to God. You see, and if you get bored real quick, now you're vulnerable. See, and beloved, and now you are tempted, glory be to God, to solve your own problems. And the way you're going to solve your own problems now is you're making rash decisions out of step with God's will. What are we saying here? The will of God for the glory of God. You're making rash decisions. You're going to mortgage your whole house to go in business. You're going to take the mortgage out, reverse mortgages and all that. Glory be to God. To go in business, glory be to God. Putting your family in jeopardy, putting yourself in financial jeopardy. Glory be to God. Outside of God's will. You're out of step with God's will. We ain't saying it wasn't God's will, but maybe this wasn't the time, and then maybe this wasn't definitely the way. Yeah, because I heard God say. You heard God say what? How did you know it was God? How do you know it wasn't the devil trying to run you into bankruptcy? Bringing shame and disgrace on you and your family. How do you know? Yeah, well, I heard God. He told me to quit my job and go into full-time ministry. Baby, let me tell you something right now. You better know it's God. You better know it's God. Because let me tell you something. I don't think how you think you're going to live in full-time ministry. Because if it ain't, let me tell you something. People ain't giving like they used to give. And if it ain't God, baby, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to be on the welfare train. You better know it's God, especially full-time ministry. Full-time ministry, that means the ministry got to pay all your bills? You better know it's God. I feel calling to preach. You gonna preach the gospel? You going to, amen, make yourself available to go and preach and teach the God? You better know it's God. You better know it's God. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. You walk up into that church and they got a church full of demons up there looking. You better know it's God, baby, because you going to need his protection. You better know it's God. Glory be to God. Rash decisions. Rash decisions. See? Why? Because you didn't hear from God. Now, Peter could have been sitting on that boat and said, you know what? I just feel like I just got a good feeling that I could do me some walking on the water. What you think, boys? Yeah, Peter, shoot. Come on. God said we can do miracles. Go ahead, Peter, and step on that water. And Peter would have stepped on that water and went down. He would have went down out of step with God's will. Why? Because he hadn't heard from God. Beloved, there is a fine line between thou shalt not be afraid and thou shalt not be stupid. One that's easily blurred, easy, and you find a whole lot of that in Christendom. You find a lot of that. I'm gonna do it. And we applaud your faith. But there's a difference between faith and presumption. We applaud your willingness to take a risk. But did you hear from God? Did Jesus tell you to come? See, Peter was on the boat positioned to come, but Peter didn't make a move to come until God said, come. That's why he was successful. Glory be to God. Samuel didn't even know God was calling him, but he waited until God called him. God had to call him four times. Glory be to God. And you know what? Sometimes when I'm not sure, amen, I said, God, I think this is you. I said, God, could you please just tell me one more time? I asked God to confirm it. Glory be to God. Sometimes if I'm not sure, sometimes my peace will take me right in. Sometimes if I'm a little hesitant, I say, God, I think I heard you. I think I heard you right. I think I heard what you said you want me to do. Now, God, I'm just asking you, amen, will you confirm it? Glory be. And this is the scripture I use, amen, to ask God to confirm it. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Write this scripture down. Give me 1 second here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. You can find it in the Psalms, amen, 62, amen, and 11. Psalm 62 and 11. And it says this, hallelujah. In King James, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth to God. Twice have I heard this, amen. But there's another scripture also, amen, about, amen, God speaking twice. I have spoken once, yea, twice, amen, glory be to God. It's in the book, that's your homework today, you can find it. Amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Beloved, let me say this as I close on this morning. Knowing when to step out of the boat and take a risk, it does not just call for courage, but it calls for wisdom to ask the right questions. It's okay to ask God questions. He only going to answer the ones he want to answer. It's okay. God not going to get mad with you. You just trying to do the right thing. It's okay to ask God questions. Not only to ask the right questions, beloved, but discernment to recognize the master's voice. He said, my sheep heareth my voice, and another they will not follow. You know God's voice. Those of you in this ministry, if you've been with this ministry, if you heard me once, I don't have to get on here in the morning and say, and give my name. You know my name. If somebody get on here and try to pretend they me, you say, hey, wait a minute, we're Pastor Bradford. That ain't Pastor Bradford. No, I ain't never met Pastor Bradford, but I know that ain't Pastor Bradford. Because I know Pastor Bradford's voice. Why? Because we have a relationship. We have fellowship. I've been listening to her. Somebody can't call you and pretend they're your son or your daughter. Hey, mommy. Who this? It's your son. What? Come on. Who you, sir? Don't be playing with me. You know your son's voice. You know your voice. Why? Because you have fellowship with them, relationship. Well, you know God's voice. The devil can't pretend. I don't care how good he is. And there are some good impersonators. I was watching some man on TV. I'm telling you, he could impersonate about 50 people. The president. I mean, you just give him a name and he could sound like them. So there's some good impersonators out there, but can't nobody impersonate. You know God's voice. Why? Because you spend time with God and his word. You said, wait a minute. Hold up. This ain't God. This ain't God. This contrary. No, God's not going to contradict his word. Oh, wait a minute. God's not going to speak anything that's not his will outside of his word. You know, wait a minute. You know when the devil trying to trick you and pretend like it's God speaking to you. That's why, because that's why it's important for us to spend time in God's word, because that's how we get to know God. We get to know how God thinks. We get to know the heartbeat of God, what God desires, because we're spending time with him. See? So, beloved, so it's the wisdom, glory be to God, hallelujah, to ask the right questions, discernment to recognize our master's voice, and last but not least, patience to wait until he says come. Some of us just premature. We just jumped out the boat. You didn't wait for God to say, come. God has a will. God has a time. God has a way. A blessing out of season can end up being a curse, beloved. We have to wait on God. That's what Isaiah 40 is saying. And that's a good scripture to close on. Amen. Glory be to God. Huh? Y'all know it. Y'all know the scripture. You know exactly where I'm going. Amen. Isaiah, amen, 40. Amen. And verse number, Isaiah 40th chapter. Let's read 29 to 31. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait, somebody say wait. Those that, it's not a sin to wait, beloved. Amen. It takes faith to wait, matter of fact. When you ready to run, you ready to jump, you ready to start that business today, you ready. I'm ready. Let's go. All right. Now wait till God say come. Because if you step out now, you're going to step on the water and you're going down. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Why? Because they waited for the Lord to say, come. Glory be to God. They waited for the Lord. So, beloved, even though we are all called and we all have gifts, keep in mind, glory be to God, that your calling needs to be clarified. Needs to be clarified. He told the disciples, he said, stir up the gifts in the disciples. Sometimes, amen, hallelujah, some people will call your gifts out. Maybe your leader, amen, your pastor, huh? You know what, sis? I think you have the gift for so-and-so. I know God have used me in that area for certain enemies. You have the gift for so-and-so. They recognize it, clarified it, and now they're beginning to develop that gift. See? So your gift has to be clarified, amen, through prayer, through fasting, through association, see? And then after your gift is clarified, your calling is clarified, now your gifts have to be developed. I mean, all right, so your doctor, whoever your primary physician is, he wasn't practicing medicine at the age of 5, even though he might have been called to be a doctor when he was born into this earth, but he wasn't practicing medicine at the age of 5. That gift had to be developed. And so, beloved, this is why you're in the situations you're in. This is why God allowed the circumstances to come. Glory be to God. All things are working together. Romans 8:28. All things are working together for your good. See, even before your salvation, everything that you went through and experienced, even the wrong choices you made, God turns all that around, mixes all that up for your glory. That was all part of your training. When Moses, amen, was, amen, in Pharaoh's house, amen, for those 40 years, amen, hallelujah, when his mother put him in the bulrush and put him on the water, that was all part of his training. When Paul, before his conversion, amen, hallelujah, was of the school of Gamaliel, amen, highly educated, amen, getting all that education, that was all, amen, hallelujah, for his calling. So God used all Paul's education and intelligence, amen, for the will of God, for the glory of God. I say every tear you have cried, every pain you have felt, glory be to God, hallelujah. God is you wants to use all of that, turn all what appeared to be bad, turn all that around for good, all part of your training, your calling. So now you can minister to other people. Your gifts will make room for you. Glory be to God. You can be a blessing to somebody else because of what you went through. Glory be to God. Why? Because, amen, you stepped out when the Lord told you to step out, when the Lord said come, and you started. Glory be to God. When I look, this ministry here, glory be to God, amen, was before the foundation of the world. God knew about LifeWord Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Glory be to God. But it was not till January 1st, year 2011, in that motel room, and God said, I'm free to come today. It wasn't the week before, the month before. He said, today, come. And I stepped out, and I've been stepping ever since. And we thank God that you're stepping with me. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hearing the voice of God. Spending time with me. We will mess up. We will mess up sometime. Yes, we will. Especially when we get anxious. But when your heart is right, God will even take your mess ups and turn that around to bless you up. in Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Thank you for your calling, God, that each and every person on planet Earth has been called, God. Many are called. Many are called. Few be chosen. Many are called. Everybody's not responding, but God, we say yes. We say yes. God, forgive us where we've acted premature. We did things, Father God, we shouldn't have done. We got real anxious, and then we try to put it on you. Forgive us for putting it on you. The Lord told me. The Lord told me. I heard a voice tell me. Without Father God confirming, it was you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Forgive us, God. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. Thank you for helping us to do better. Father God, thank you for helping us to be better. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving us a desire to spend time with you and your word, to know your voice, to know your will, to know your mind, to know what brings you pleasure, to know what brings you pain, to know what grieves you, to know what turns you on, what turns you off. Father God, thank you. So that the next time somebody whisper, we hear that small voice and whispering in our ears, we can know. We can know if it's you or not. We'll know if it's real or not. Thank you, Father. God, you've been calling some of your children to come. They're on the boat. You've been calling them to step on the water for a long time. Now, Father God, some are just in disobedience. They're trying to say, I'm waiting for confirmation. You have already confirmed that thing 2, 3, and 4 times. You just ain't talking no more on the issue because they refuse to come. They've heard your voice. You've confirmed it. They still haven't come. They haven't stepped forth into their destiny. They haven't stepped forth in the direction. They haven't stepped forth to do the thing you told them to do, Father God. And you said, Father God, the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So, Father God, the same way we make excuses for going in your name, we make excuses for not going in your name. Forgive us, God. Forgive us. And thank you for helping us to do better starting this day. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. All right, saints, that's the word of God for today. Amen. We give God praise, glory, and honor. Amen. And today we'll be at the altar of prayer. Hallelujah. At 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. In Jesus' name. This Friday night, Lord's willing, will be our praise party at 9 o'clock. Come on and drop a testimony on us. Come on and sing a song. Amen. You're not singing to us. Sing to the Lord. Nobody's going to criticize you. Come on, read a poem. Glory be to God. Amen. Give a testimony. Amen. Come on. Amen. Participate. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we'll be so happy to hear from you. So happy. Glory be to God. So happy. So happy for the fellowshipping. Glory be to God. We know some of you haven't participated in the Friday night, whatever your reasons are. Surprise us this Friday night. Surprise us. Even if you don't stay the whole hour. Amen. The soul time. Just come on in. Come on in. Just surprise us. We'd be so happy to hear from you. So happy to hear from you. And always happy to hear about for the regulars. Amen. Those of you who are always there, always faithful. Amen. Glory be to God. We'd think something wrong if you didn't show up. So keep coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Not for Pastor Bradford's glory. Not for our sister Joanne's glory. Amen. But for God's glory. Remember we started this week off talking about the spirit of unity. The spirit of unity, beloved, being on one accord, how God blesses it. All right. Some of you not coming because I asked you to come. That's why you ain't coming. You ain't got no other reason besides the fact that I asked you. You ain't coming because I asked you to come. And we just get stubborn like that. We just like that, you know. I don't know why. I don't know why. That's just who we are sometimes. You know, you might have, would have done it, but since I asked you, I ain't going to do it. See. But beloved, amen. Why don't you surprise us, amen, and do it.
Amen. Not because I asked you, but because the Lord asked you. Why? Because the Lord speaks about unity. It speaks about unity. Amen. Glory be to God. Even if you can't come, if you can come every now and then, you just come. Because why? Because we need you. And we want to see you at the party. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. That's it. That's it. That's it. Everybody have a good day. Enjoy the raindrops. Amen. We decree and we declare. Beloved, my heart is still heavy for the 10 people that died in the supermarket. I'm listening to the news every day and I'm praying, but this one here is hard for me to shake. It's hard for me to shake this one. I can't stop crying on this one. I can't stop crying. I can't stop crying. I don't know if it was because I was in the supermarket on Saturday or what. I just look at most of them were church folks, deacons in the church, mothers in the church. Why would God allow, amen, his people to be shot down like that? Look, we ain't going there. We can give you a lot of scenarios what could have happened, amen. We ain't even going there. All we know is it happened. Beloved, it could have been me. It could have been you. It could have been me. It could have been you. And you best believe some copycat is thinking about doing the same thing as that rascal did. And you don't know whose neighborhood it's going to be in next. We pray for those families. Amen. We pray for those families. The one woman, amen, her husband's in a nursing home. She left the nursing home to go to the store. Now he's still in the nursing home without a wife. She was probably looking to bury him, and now he's burying her. Beloved, let us pray. We talked about that on the 5 o'clock prayer line. Let us pray. Let us pray. Somebody ain't nothing to pray for. Let us pray. So much heartache. I just found out yesterday when my nephew was shot three times. Amen. One bullet in his chest. Thank God he survived. I just found out yesterday, amen, there's somebody else in the car with him, and he died. His cousin on the father's side, he died. Could have been my nephew. Could have been the nephew, too. Both of them could have been dead. He ran, my nephew got out the car and ran, glory be to God, and collapsed. Beloved, glory be to God, could have been your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew. We got to pray. Glory be to God. Let's pray and keep on praying, pray and keep on praying, pray and keep on praying. We're living in terrible times, terrible. It's terrible. But with sin doth abound, grace doth much more abound. Two people found with somebody just cut. I just going to cut somebody's neck and watch him bleed out. The devil is on a rampage. He knows that the clock is clicking and he ain't got much more time. So he's trying to enlarge his numbers. And we just going to sit and let him do a good job? We got to beef it up. We got to raise the bar. If you was praying 3 hours a day, it's time to pray 4. If you was praying every now and then, it's time to pray every day. Whatever we was doing, it's time to double it up. It's time to pray and keep on praying in Jesus' name. Meet you at the altar prayer today, Lord's willing. Amen in Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you for the word. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your calling. Each and every one of us have been called. Some of us have acknowledged the call. Some of us are seeking. Some of us don't even pay it no attention, don't even care. Father God, in the name of Jesus, some of us have gotten off the boat without you telling us to come. Some of us are ignoring your come. You don't call us 2 or 3 times to come, and we still have not stepped forth in faith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, if we have come short of your glory, we ask that you would forgive us right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your faithfulness to do so. Father God, hallelujah, we are now responsible for the word that we have heard. So, Father God, in Jesus' name, help us to do better, walking in faith, walking in obedience, not going before you, not moving too fast, and not moving too slow, but walking in step with you, Father, for the steps of a good man, a good woman, are ordered.
Father Lord. Thank you, Father. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, it shall not be broken. And the honor to him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior. In glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. The will of God, amen, for the glory of God. The will of God for the glory of God. Will you tell the Lord yes today? Amen. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you on this morning. Amen. Apostle Dr. Alfreda, amen, signing out. Love you, 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 love you.
Gathered in his name to worship him. We have come to his house. Gathered in his name.
Come on, say it.
We have come.
Yes.
Gathered to worship Christ, our Lord. Oh, word. Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Say it one more time. We've come into this house.
We have come.
Glory. Gathered in his name to worship him. Is that why you've come this morning? Come on, say it.
We have come.
Come on, say it.
To worship.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
We have come.
Come on.
Gathered all to worship Christ, our Lord. Oh, word. Oh, yeah, Christ.
Come on.
So forget about yourself this morning. So forget.
Concentrate on him. And worship him. Then from your spirit. So forget about yourself this morning.
So forget.
Concentrate on him. And worship him. Bless your name, God. So forget about yourself. Come on.
So forget.
Concentrate on him. And worship and worship and worship and worship. Hallelujah. Oh, worship him. Christ, come on, Christ. Let us lift up holy hands.
Let
magnify his name and worship him. Let us lift up holy hands this morning. Hallelujah. Magnify his name and worship him. Worship. worship him. Christ, hallelujah. Somebody say, worship him. Hallelujah. Christ. Anybody know he's worthy to be praised? He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. Come on, worship him this morning. Worship. Christ our Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the setting of his name is worthy to be praised. Come on and worship him. Hallelujah. Anybody know he worthy? Anybody know he worthy? He's worthy this morning. Clap your hands in this place. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah.